Now, you've become aware that there's a community process going on around the proposed incinerator in Relit. Can you give my listeners a background to what's going on?
Yes, certainly. Now, this is a continuation of the community process that's been going all on all along. So it's all part of the Engage Victoria assessment. So you can see on Engage Victoria Cleanaway, you come to the page. The top of the page indicates that submissions, survey was closed on the 14th of April. But if you scroll down further, you'll see notification of a public persons of interest public meeting on the 20th of June. Now, this is urgent now because there's only 3 days to put RSVPs in. So RSVPs to the public meeting closes this Sunday at midnight. So we need to get the message out to everybody. Everyone is a person of interest who's interested in this, and everyone is welcome to come. And then that's part of the EPA process. The other process open is the Department of Planning. Their survey is closed, but everyone's welcome to put in a submission to say how it might affect them in any way. This proposal to burn 10 million tonne of rubbish.
Yeah, in your area, in Wollet.
Yes, yep.
Now, it was a bit interesting, wasn't it? Because you were unaware about of the public meeting on the 20th, despite the fact that you were one of the people who made people aware that this incinerator plan was in the works.
Correct. So EPA did finally ring me back, but although I had put in a submission and to the EPA, I had put in an expression of interest to attend this meeting when they asked for expressions of interest. I was not sent an email of either the update of Engage Victoria or of this meeting. So don't ever rely in this process on receiving emails. Sadly, it's up to community people. I heard from a friend who's on holiday in the UK.
Wow.
So she had told me, yes, she'll be back in time. She can attend this meeting. I said, fabulous, what meeting?
Oh my goodness.
And she sent me her invitation, and subsequently, they updated the Engage Victoria page. Now, the thing about the Engage Victoria page is, it's in the overview page, but you have to scroll down about 3 pages to see the meeting on the 20th of June. So on the top of the page, it just shows you things that are finished. So people will click on the link, say, oh, Kath, so many people have said to me, we're so sorry we've missed everything. I said, no, you haven't. Scroll down, keep scrolling down, and you'll see it there.
Now, why is it so important for people to go to this meeting?
It's so important because speaking to the EPA, they haven't done their assessment yet. So it's important for a few reasons. It's important because the incinerator is a horrible idea for the environment, for divisiveness, for equity in society. They're only putting them in places where there's large migrant populations. So this is the chance for people. All of the other EPA processes brings you to this point, and this is the chance for people to let the EPA know in no uncertain terms that there is no social license for this incinerator to burn 10 million tonne of rubbish between Wollert and Donnybrook and Craigieburn. It's shocking.
Now, it's been shown in other areas that these kind of incinerators are bad for the environment and bad for people's health, even though there's a sense of greenwashing about them.
Exactly. Yes, you're right. You're right on the ticket there. And I've just got in my hand when a similar incinerator was knocked back by the Department of Planning Environment in New South Wales. One of the reasons was the impacts to air quality and risk to human health are unknown. So, this was in 2018, nothing's changed since then.
It's been said that the reason for why Wollert has been picked on is because the Winchelsea Council is in abeyance. It's not actually operating anymore at the moment.
Yeah, well, the actual council is in administration. So it makes it very hard, and it'll be in administration until October. So a similar proposal was put forward for the city of Hume, about 2 kilometres away from the current proposal. And that was knocked back because councillors wouldn't allow very similar incinerator on their site, less than 2 kilometres from the current proposal. So because there aren't any active councillors, it makes it very difficult to let... There's no representation of local people running the council.
All right, so just go through it again. What do people have to do in order to make sure that they're going to this meeting on the 20th of June?
Okay, well, look, I'll give you 2 ways, if that's not too confusing. One, there's a Facebook page that's been created by community people called No Northern Incinerator Wollert. So on Facebook, No Northern Incinerator Wollert. And that has the information, so you can see the links. If you want to go directly to the Engage Victoria page, so that Facebook page just has lots of information about what's happening and will have the links to the Engage Victoria site. So the Engage Victoria site, you can go Google Engage Victoria Clean Away and have a look at their waste to energy side. They actually are calling the proposal MERC, the Melbourne Energy Resource Centre. So that makes it confusing as well. They're calling it the Melbourne Energy Resource Centre, but what it is a giant incinerator. So you can go to that site, go to the overview, scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, until you see the details of the meeting on June 20, and then please come along. On that Facebook group, we'll have more information. I'm sure there'll be a community protest outside the meeting as well for people to participate. It will be an event showing appreciation because people love Donnybrook. They love Wollert. The red gums are extraordinary on this site. It's just a beautiful area, you know, peri-urban area that this is planned for. It will completely change the face of the whole north of Melbourne.
Thanks for talking to us today, Kath.
Thank you very much for calling and your interest and your support of this. It's very, very much appreciated.